this week about the launch of the first autistic Barbie doll that's been welcomed by campaigners and charities, a step towards the more authentic, joyful representation of neurodivergent children. The doll features specific design choices intended to reflect some experiences which autistic people might relate to, that include loose clothing to ensure less fabric to skin contact, and an eye gaze slightly to the side to represent the way some autistic people might avoid direct eye contact. So that's what's happening in the world of children's dolls. People are becoming more conscious, I suppose, of autism. You see shops with autism friendly times, and towns such as Killarney that are promoting an autism friendly culture. Well, a brilliant prize and a brilliant award won by Susan Crean of Crean Dental Tralee. She won the Munster Colgate Caring Dentist of the Year for her work with a parent who had celiac disease and autism. I spoke to her recently about how dental work has evolved in this area, and I asked her as well what happened when they first noticed that the patient had these specific issues.
Hi, Jerry. Well, thanks for having me on this morning. So it was a patient who actually had a really complex medical history. So he had both autism, celiac, as you mentioned, and thyroid issues. And all of those together are, the thyroid and the celiac are inflammatory conditions. So they would have a huge impact in terms of oral health. So you can have issues in terms of ulcers, gum disease, sores within the mouth, and they can be linked to things like gum disease and early tooth loss. But I suppose really with that then, it was made a little bit more difficult for the patient to attend because of the history of autism, because he had, I suppose, gone to previous dentists in the past. And he may not have disclosed at the time that there was a history of autism there. So I think he would have made the journey to make the dental appointment, but actually physically going to the practice and, getting the treatment done was quite an obstacle. So when he attended for the first visit, I'll always remember it. He was sitting in the waiting room and, presented with glasses and presented with a hat and headphones, and wasn't particularly chatty. And it was another member of staff, actually my dental nurse, that had noticed and said, "I think this gentleman is a little bit anxious." So I just popped down to the waiting room and I just said to him, "Do you want to have a little chat in private?" So we had a discussion, and it was at that point then that he had said that, actually physically sitting in the waiting room could be quite overwhelming for him. And the initial appointment was in the afternoon, and I had said to him, "Look, would you prefer if, we just show you around and talk you through everything? And if you want to attend first thing in the morning, where there aren't, others in the clinic and it's not as busy and you get the first appointment of the day, would that be, something that you prefer?" And he said, "Yes, absolutely." So, I suppose it took a little bit of time, and with autism or neurodivergency, everybody's different. So you have to treat the person and accommodate them and see what works for them. And it's a learning curve and it's a journey for everyone. And so we went through the process and figured out what worked best in terms of just music. And for anybody attending the dentist, it can be overwhelming. So we used headphones to try and minimize the sound and the noise from the headpiece. And also, I suppose, explaining everything in a lot of detail and showing everything. So I think it's important that patients know exactly what to expect. And then that eliminates the fear. They're a little bit more relaxed. And, if you do, I suppose, small little things at each visit, they're a bit more accepting, and it just makes it a little bit easier rather than booking very long appointments and trying to do lots of treatment together. So I think that was probably the main thing that he saw, that he could, I suppose, control everything and was able to discuss his fears without any judgment, and that we worked through the process and just found something that worked well for him. But I was totally shocked. I mean, I knew that we had been nominated by patient, but I didn't know obviously who the patient was. Yeah. And so when I attended last Saturday, in Dublin, it was literally only when I was walking up the steps onto the stage and they were giving the background and the history as to why, you know, we were put forward for the nomination. And it was at that point then that that I realised who the patient was. But, you know, even though I suppose it nominated the dentist, but really, I suppose I'd like to dedicate the nomination to my team, because it is teamwork, you know, and it goes really from the very first person on the desk, the receptionist, to the dental nurse who was very...
Who spotted that he was anxious and said, there's something up here we need to take a look at.
Exactly. And at that first dental appointment, we didn't do any dental treatment. We literally just had a chat and rebooked at a time that was more convenient, you know, and maybe a little bit less stressful and less busy in the clinic. So I think those, although they're small things, you know, if you're apprehensive or if you have certain medical conditions or whatever it is, it just makes it that little bit easier. And my motto has always been to treat the person and not just the tooth. And, you know, my patients often become friends, you know, you become used to that person and you know what suits them best. And it's nice to see that journey at the very start and then to look back and think, wow, you've really come such a long way. So it's great to be part of that and hopefully to give that patient a little bit of confidence and to ensure that they have very good dental health afterwards and that, you know, the scary things in dentistry are not such an obstacle and that they're not as scary anymore.
Yeah. And look, that experience you've gone through, I know you put a lot of work into eventually treating him then, and it was a whole team effort, but that it underlines, I suppose, the maybe the more holistic way dentistry is done today. It's not just, you know, a person sits in a chair, whatever the problem is, deal with that and let them deal with all the anxiety. It's a different way of doing it today.
Well, absolutely. I think, I suppose, look, the main thing is we have more knowledge, you know, and so in the past, we probably didn't have all the information. But now there are lots of different businesses and dental practices. You know, we try to make them as autism friendly as possible and try to cater for the patients and ensure that we give them the best possible care. So small things really can go a long way.
Yeah. And like making those adjustments, that deciding, right, we're not going to do the thing today, then discovering the autism, the sensory problems, all of those sort of things, you were just able to adjust the way you do things. And that worked, as you said, like kind of on an individual basis. So is it kind of like about giving, I suppose, the patient as much respect as possible? Because what you don't want is someone just refusing to go because they say, I'll never be able to surmount my issues or find a dentist that will work with me in that way to ease my concerns.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, it could have very easily just, I suppose, not taken the time to sit down and understand what the issue was or what the, you know, what was making this person, you know, nervous and anxious. You know, ironically, this gentleman had gone to other dentists and he said, the team in general, we were, I suppose, the only clinic where we noticed that something wasn't quite right or that he was particularly apprehensive.
Like if you hadn't done that, Susan, is there a chance he just would have bolted and given up on the whole project?
I think so, because, you know, he was in the waiting room. It wasn't, you know, it was kind of distant and then was pacing a little bit. So you could see that he was anxious, you know, and I just knew he wasn't comfortable. And the other team members were aware of it. So I think, as I said, it's just about, I suppose, having that knowledge and, you know, being aware that for some people, you know, even the initial appointment, the physically entering the building can take just a huge effort to have the courage to attend. And even if they don't do anything more than that on their first appointment, is just to have a look at the clinic and see what the, you know, what it entails and what the team are and who they are. That can just reassure people and make a huge difference.
And you learn for future patients with similar issues as well out of the experience.
You know, I suppose I would, in the clinic, we treat a, you know, whole host of people. We treat a lot of young children as well. And I suppose autism is we have more knowledge, we're more aware of it now, and it's such a broad spectrum. So I think it's important to spend the time. And if it's a child, I will, you know, usually chat to mom beforehand and just see, you know, what they think works best as well. And so I think dentists are very well equipped. But it's just, I suppose, sometimes the dental environment can be a very busy environment, and it's important just to be aware and to take stock and to take the time. And that's why the team members are so important as well, because obviously they might be more familiar with what's happening in the waiting room or in the reception area. So it is about teamwork, you know, and we want to make our patients, as you say, it's a holistic approach, making them as comfortable as possible to make the treatment as pleasant as we can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Susan, look, congratulations again, and thanks for telling us your story. Just on a separate issue, Susan, I know that if something was in the media a while ago, so I said next time I'll have a dentist on, I'll ask them. Is there a shortage of dentists coming through in terms of what's available? I know that the college places have stayed the same, I think, for the last three decades, even though the population has massively increased, and we're seeing some young people having to go abroad to study dentistry and maybe being lost in to the Irish dentist corps.
Absolutely. There's a huge shortage of dentists. And really, I suppose, most recently, I know they've opened up the Royal College of Surgeons some more places for students to study dentistry. But, you know, that's something that will probably take about 5 years before these students will be fully qualified. And so we definitely need more dentists on the ground. And I think the figures sometimes can be a little bit deceptive, because on the Dental Council Register, there are about 3,000 dentists, but we don't really know, you know, how many of those are actually working in Ireland, whether they're working part-time, whether they're working, you know, in a general practice. You know, some new graduates, they might be on the register, but they might have decided to travel and work in Australia or Canada. That seems to be the trend at the moment. So I think it's very important that the government will liaise with our association, the Irish Dental Association. I think dentists are really struggling at the moment to find, you know, more help in terms of dental staff and associate dentists. And also, I suppose, to make the registration process a little bit easier as well. It can be quite time consuming. It can take a few months before dentists can actually register. So definitely, I think there's something needs to be done at this stage. There is a crisis within the dental sector.
Okay, we'll hope to get on top of that for too much longer. Susan, congratulations. Well done again. And thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, it's just a brilliant story there, and a great prize won by Susan Crean of Crean Dental Tralee, Caring Dentist of the Year, for her work with a patient who had a number of issues, including autism, to make them relaxed. And people can be fairly tense. You know, everybody can be fairly tense going to the dentist for obvious reasons. But great work done there. If you have a view on what she had to say, get in touch with us on the programme.